Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live and lively. Which is it, live and lively, or live or or lively? Maybe a little of both.
Got to check the box for being alive. That's
check
sure.
The box. There's Jennifer Horn's voice. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Labor Day program at 7 past the hour. Thanks for being here, there, wherever you may be. James Collins at the ready in the studio in Dallas, I'm about to say Washington. Those were the good old days, Jennifer. And now we have the new day. The new day is dawning into Labor Day, first Monday of every September, recognizing you, me, all of us who labor to build this country. Well, that was why it started, supposedly. The unions actually are responsible for this. I don't know whether we want to call it an outrage or not. How many people today will think, I guess that maybe goes for all holidays, most holidays. I think you kind of get the spirit of Christmas most of the time when you celebrate it. Probably the spirit of New Year's when you celebrate it. Thanksgiving, maybe. But for the rest of the holidays, who on the 4th of July in terms of age or Memorial Day? Think about all of the major holidays that we have. Martin Luther King, you can go through any number of them and wonder whether we're really honoring the reason that the holidays were called or created. And that certainly, I think, holds for Labor Day. Every year we seem to be astonished outwardly that we've gotten through, and summer only has three more weeks, and then we're into fall, and then we're in the winter, and yakety black.
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, it was Memorial Day about 10 seconds ago.
Right, exactly. And we keep saying this every year. You and I have had this conversation for years and years and years as to how quickly the time flies. There are three ingredients to Labor Day. The discussion and the moaning and groaning about, oh, we're finished with summertime already, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then we think about the holidays and what happens. As far as Labor Day is concerned, this goes back to the 1800s. And supposedly the government, the House of Representatives, and people of power, those in charge, were doing this to salute the American worker. You think about the infrastructure of our country, the jobs that are available, the streets that have been built, the buildings that have been built, the transportation systems that have been built, the things that are not just relying on labor, like physical labor, but the labor of I always have the phrase I use it, the labor of love. This radio program for me is a labor of love. My farm is a labor of love. And sometimes labors of love can be rewarding, sometimes not. Oftentimes the people who start businesses are not, for example, your father. Maybe I won't put myself there. I'll put Jennifer, your father, into what has now become a family business, because you, in addition to doing KRLA in the morning and from time to time being here, certainly you cut your teeth on this program early on, but you have been in the business since you were a teenager, because your father started the business and you came right along with it. And so now you have labored, and it's a labor of love for you. Certainly when we find oftentimes people who start businesses, who have a business, there are certainly highs and there are certainly lows, there are ups, there are downs, there are ins, there are outs. And sometimes it's rewarding financially.
Not going to change the
part. Yeah, no, exactly. Right. So we should be honored, people who create businesses, build businesses. We have our dreams. So it's not just people who are workers. We're all workers. We all, most of us, not all of us, work hard. Some people don't. Some people don't work hard at all. Some people get away with doing little or nothing to get paid. And people think that's cool. Wow. Don't overwork. And unions, frankly, have enhanced all of that. Unions have encouraged people not to work hard, especially public unions. And you can say, oh, well, you can moan and groan all you want to. But that is, it's the old business about seeing a public works job. People that work for the city or the town, five people are there, and one or two guys are doing the work, and the others are standing around looking at each other or talking. There's nothing that drives me more nuts than to see that sort of thing going on. And it happens when a company has been hired to do jobs for the city more often than not, but sometimes big companies as well. There's time spent wasted as well as laboring. It is, you know, it's just, it is. So for those of you who look at the other side of Labor Day, it's the, this past week has been the third, the tradition has been the third most vacationed week of the year behind Christmas and the 4th of July. School year starts, summer's winding down, long weekends are, you know, at least the summer warm, Memorial Day, 4th of July, that kind of stuff. Did you spend this time with your family? Did you catch some R&R? Are you doing an outdoor adventure? Sort of this weekend. A lot of people spend Labor Day at the beach, or they go up to the camps. Yeah, they look kind of cool. But how many of you are actually thinking about the American worker? Back to September 5th, 1882, Labor Day, first time honoring workers in New York City. And then it was moved to the first Monday in September in 1884. Recognized by the government till, let's see here, in 1885. Oregon recognized the day as a state, 1887. 1894, Congress declared the day to be a national observance of laboring or laborers. So that's it. What do you add to that, Jennifer?
What's the difference between a laborer and a laborer?
An E and an O. How about that? Laborer? Laborer. That's spelling. All right, so what? This is a, is this a rhyme? Is this a limerick? What? There once was a worker named Fred.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What? No? You don't think I should do that?
Go ahead. Let's hear it. Finish it.
Is this, well, no, I'm not going to. Who worked as much as the dead. He saw that he could and realized he would. And therefore, he did not work hard. I just made that up, obviously.
It's a good thing you're great at radio.
Thank you very much.
Because poetry, they can, all those poets can rest.
Poetry in motion. Nope, it's not. So, if I missed anything, did I? What did I miss by going down that path? Did I miss any of the highlights? Did I touch on what most people are doing and the lack of people? How many people under the age of 30? I don't know. I do what I always do. I do the radio program, and I work. The farm beckons. It's a labor. That's a labor of love, but it's a lot of work. And I enjoy the work. I like the physical work. I like the stimulation. I like the challenges. I think that's part of it. People who have created businesses. Where's our holiday? Where's your father's holiday? Where's your holiday? Where's mine? As creators, without us, there's no Labor Day because we don't, who would need, there's no, you know, this is what sends me, okay, you want to really push my button? The fact that you're chuckling, but you know exactly where I'm going to go with this. The fact that there isn't some sort of award, there isn't some sort of acknowledgement, there isn't some sort of day that underscores the American entrepreneur, the business owner. Without us, the disrespect that is shown to people who start businesses. Okay, yeah, we need laborers, and you can't, you know, most of the smart people who run businesses acknowledge that without good employees, they have nothing. They got an idea, they push it through, they borrow money, they put their house on the line, they do all kinds of things to start a business. But once you get going, it's very hard, almost impossible, if you want to grow, to do it by yourself. You can't. You got to find good people, and and have them work. And that's another thing. How many, so I'm not really extolling the value. I can underscore the good workers. I thank my people on the farm all the time. I thank the people who work with me on the radio all the time. But I do it because I think they deserve it, not because I think it's expected, frankly. And that's really part of the problem. There's an expectation. Okay, if you show up, then you should be patted on the head, rubbed on the belly. And then today, the way it is, maybe that's the way it goes. Because it's hard to find people to work. And now, who knows? This is the question we've been asking. All of us who have businesses have been asking ourselves this for 2 years. Where the hell is everybody gone?
Yeah, it's rough. It really is.
It is. It's
because a lot of people, I think, it is a workers or it is a laborers market because there mm-hmm. are less people that want to. And I think we taught big lessons
to
people.
Well, where are they? The population's up.
I think they're not working. I mean, I really believe that the pandemic
is the unemployment rate only 3.5%? How can that be?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think those are the big people, because most people who fall out of the labor market are no longer counted as unemployed. If you're out for a certain amount of time, you're permanently
after
not counted.
After benefits will run out. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So food for thought. It is Labor Day. Hi. Happy Labor Day. Here's a way for you to help yourself. You are eating a lot. Okay. Lots of cookouts, lots of barbecues, lots of food, and you're getting off of your diet, or perhaps you're adding an inch. You see the info this weekend about the what happens to your lifeline. Depending on how many inches you've added to it and what happens to your future.
All right. Tell us how to help.
Calitrin is America's number one choice for help. Healthy weight loss. All the ingredients are natural. No stimulants. It really, really works. There's a no-interest payment radio special right now. You have unlimited buying. If you want to get yourself into a really good program, go to toploss.com, use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, and you'll save no shipping as well. That's at toploss.com, 18 after the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
I'm a about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Between 1997 and last year, the number of hog farms has decreased by 93%. Sounds like dairy farming. They've become specialized operations, and they've become big operations. The largest of these hog farms, according to the research I was doing, have usually at least 2,000 head or more than there used to be.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. September the, what is today? The 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th?
They would be the 5th.
Got it, the 5th. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program, just like she ought to be and just like she used to be. There's a song here somewhere. There's a song in my heart. I'm Doug Steffen, singing my way into your heart with purpose and profit. Once in a while, anyway. Okay, so there's a breakup among one of the most famous singing duos around today. We're going to talk about that. We're going to lament the fact that these two are going their separate ways right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. It's daytime, that's hard to find, it's true.
I like it, I know you do.
Actually, I do like it.
I know.
Yeah. One of Jennifer's favorite groups, if you can call two people together, favorite duos, are going bye-bye. Florida-Georgia Line, Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly. played their final show together at the Minnesota State Fair, and now they've gone. It's the last set. I'll bet they'll get back together because there's money in it.
Well, you know, they that kind of happened with Brooks and Dunn. Brooks and Dunn, probably the most famous country duo, got together. They would, you know, not break up.
No, actually, that's not true. Hum and Strum were the most, this was before you were born. Hum and Strum were the first.
I'm sure that's right.
The best country duo.
Brooks and Dunn kind of went off and did their own solo stuff for a while, and then they came back together, and now, you know, a couple of times a year they perform. But this was kind of weird. So they split, and I think a lot of it has to do with politics. Because Tyler, who's actually got that really unique sounding voice, too bad is a Democrat, and then Brian Kelly.
Really?
Is
this
a Republican.
Really?
And apparently they had and now they're saying it had nothing to do with politics and nothing personal and more about the direction of the band and trying solo stuff. But early on, it seemed that they just were at odds because of politics. And if that's true, that is so sad. And how stupid are we?
Stupid, yes, it is.
We can't be friends with people that aren't like us politically. It's just dumb. But anyway, they've changed their story. So hopefully it's not about politics. They all have solo stuff coming out. We'll see what happens. But they were a really, really great, I mean, hit makers. Just they would crank them out one after another, and it's too bad. And unique. It wasn't just cookie cutter.
That was a nice song. That's a good song that we were playing. All right, so anyway, here's to the good times back from 2012. Since then, they've been on the stage with the Backstreet Boys and Nelly.
Nelly and Florida Georgia Line. So good.
28 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian police have launched a huge manhunt for two men suspected of taking the lives of 10 people with knives in a rampage that has shocked the nation. Two suspects named Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are on the run and are considered armed and dangerous. Victims were found in 13 locations in the remote indigenous community of James Smith Cree Nation and nearby town of Weldon. The Coast Guard is reporting one person was killed and nine people remain missing, including a child, after a float plane crashed Sunday afternoon in Puget Sound in Washington State. An investigative reporter in Las Vegas, Nevada, was found dead outside his home over the weekend after being stabbed. The body of Las Vegas Review-Journal journalist Jeff German, 69 years of age, was found on Saturday morning, and police believe he was in an altercation with another person. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
All right, this is not such a great baseball story. This was a Blue Jays game.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
That's
a couple.
Wow.
Right, exactly. Arrested for engaging in a lewd act in the stadium. The Blue Jays game. One fan was.
It was a slow game.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's make it cook. Make it last. Make it count. That's the Doug Stephan Good Day Program, Labor Day 2022, September the 5th. I'm celebrating with one of the people in life that I love the most. Jennifer Horn is here from 13, 14, 15, 17, 18 years of being with me. She's still found it in her heart. Right, exactly. To be here. Jay is off today and tomorrow, so Jennifer is here in her stead. A lot of things to celebrate today. A lot of things to think about. I know that it sounds like I'm not a fan of Labor Day. I don't know whether I am or I'm not, frankly, after all these years. I would like to think that we all could be acknowledged for good deeds, for making things work, and maybe I've confused the issue here by pointing out that many of the people who are there, I'm pointing out two things. One of them is that laborers are not to all be celebrated because some laborers aren't really good laborers. I think we should be celebrating those who are hard workers, who do the job, who get paid because they feel like this is something that's important. And that's more, frankly, this Jay and I get into this all the time. I suppose, Jennifer, because there's an age difference, although you understand because you run a business with your dad, those of us who are closer to the people that we grew up with, if my son were here, I mean, both my son and my daughter and I would have this same conversation about working hard.
There's a difference. It's really interesting. If you want to talk a little philosophically about
the
worker market, and I would actually, I mean, you've got a person who seems very dedicated to your show. James is very dedicated to your show. He's a young guy.
Yeah.
But there are most people in that age group, and I just read an article about this, so I'm not even just, you know, pulling this out of you know what. There was a whole story probably, I don't know, maybe about a month ago in one of the blogs that I read, and they were talking about the young work market and how people in their 20s now, Gen Z or whatever we call them, they don't want to live to work.
The TikTok generation.
Yeah, they want to work. Yeah. To live, basically,
right.
Where
yeah.
Your generation, Doug, as a boomer, my generation, you know, I'm always kind of like the tail end of Gen X, millennial, depending on what you look at. And so when you're like our generation, I think, was taught to work really hard and that was
yep.
a value to yourself. This is what you did to define who you are, basically, where the new generation is definitely not doing that. They want to have fun. I was reading all about how they want these relaxed workplaces where they have cereal bars and they have all these things that sound really great so that they can facilitate their
creative
atmosphere.
Well, that's okay. It can be a good motivator,
yeah.
But that isn't the reason you go to work to have a cereal bar. That's
sure.
Is that the reason to take the job?
Wait, we've unionized here. We'd like a cereal bar, please.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I think it is really different because so much, and I think older people now are saying, gosh, those people, those young kids, they just don't know how to work. Well, they're just motivated by different things. They want lots of flex time. They want lots of time off so that they can go out and
so
find themselves another way.
Earn it. That's the difference. They expect it. And some people, the amount of money that people get paid for certain types of jobs out of college, it's absurd. James, a young guy, I guarantee you he's making half what some people who get out of school, not just lawyers, but people working in certain moneyed jobs, certain creative things that are tied to technology. And that's all,
but you know
electric car business, whatever.
That they don't know, those young people that just want to come out of college and be a vice president, or they want all of this money.
Yeah.
But they don't realize
I deserve
that.
It.
It's
not,
you know. College, it's not the college education that's going to qualify you for the workplace. It's about knowing people, getting into a business that you like, and working your way up. I mean, every job that I've had, including the job with you, is the result of people that I knew. It was always, you know, I could prove myself once I got in there, but it was always something like a step up always came because I knew people. So
yeah, your father kept saying to me, why did you hire the kid? That's it. I remember.
Oh, you were desperate for me. I remember.
It worked out. Look at how wonderfully it's worked out.
Yeah.
In all kinds of ways. Over there are very few people in life that I'm closer to than you. And it's because we've spent so much time together. Think about it. We have over the years.
Yeah,
you spend more time with me than anybody else in your life.
Well, that's another rule. You've got to be around people that you like. Because if not, then that's a rule for me. You've got to be around people that you like, and you've got to be passionate about doing something. If not, really, it is a job. And then it's not your life. And that's a problem. You know, we are here in our jobs more often than we're with our families and our, you know, our house and our cats and all that stuff. So you better like what you're doing.
So if I can continue on the Labor Day purge.
I thought that year. Was pretty good in labor-related, actually.
It was. Sure. Excellent. Now, so one of the problems for modern-day Labor Day, the enhancement of the labor union, when we needed, and there was a history, there was certainly a time in our country and around the world, because labor unions are important not only here but around the world, the organization that was created around workers, because of workers, for workers, the need, the sweatshops, the other side of this dirt. I portrayed one side in the last half hour. By the way, if you didn't hear the last half hour, you can hear the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com, because it repeats itself. And we have we every day commit ourselves to trying to find the best in the program, and that becomes our Good Day download, the podcast. By the way, the one that's currently there at gooddayshow.com is a conversation between Jennifer and me discussing Serena and Venus Williams. By the way, she lost her last.
Yeah,
it is kind of too bad, in a manner of speaking. Yeah. Anyway, so we talk about 100% the fact that California is moving to 100% electric vehicles, and what an outrage that is. We talk about the extreme heat around the country. We talk about Kanye West. Now, there's more to that. As long as we're having this conversation, there's more Kanye West stuff from over the weekend. You want to just tap into that before we go back to Labor Day?
Full disclosure, I do not follow Kanye West on Instagram. Well, I do now, but I didn't before. And
kind of a waste of time, isn't that?
No, it's been hysterical because he had this blow up.
I was going to say Bill Clinton. Barack Obama called him a jackass.
He did, and he was.
And he is.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's not like you're holding up Great People Awards, but no. He decided to start releasing his text messages with Kim Kardashian, his ex-wife, and how they're arguing about where the kids are supposed to go to school. And so he starts doing that very publicly on Instagram and going after Pete Davidson and at the same time Hillary Clinton, because he said Pete Davidson dated Hillary Clinton because he has a Hillary Clinton tattoo on him. And then he started, and this was where it got really funny. I guess he has his Yeezy shoe line with Adidas, and so I guess they have taken over a lot of the creative. And so he was making jokes, and he starts putting up their board of directors, and he's like, yeah, this person's creative, you know, and basically going through the board of directors going, why are you taking away my creative control, Hans Gunter or something, which was one of the board members. But he did it all with positive, like, captions, because he didn't want to be taken off of Instagram. So, you know, be like, oh, I feel the creative spirit from her, or peace, brother, or, you know, and he started blowing people up, I guess, online.
Whack job.
Yeah, well,
whack-a-doodle.
I thought it was kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, I suppose it is, if you like that sort of thing. I just find him annoying, because I think it's something that deserves, it kind of reminds me, and I know you're not going to like this, there are people who are in the public eye who need attention for different reasons, and they get
all
attention.
Of them. That's why they're in the public eye.
Right.
Most of them like attention.
And some of them have attention deficit disorder. Some of them have biopic. Good day. Now it just went out of my mind.
Biology?
It's bipolar.
Oh,
another bi. Yes, this is special bi. Bill, I was going to say Bill Clinton. I think that Trump is one of those people, too, that has a bipolar problem. That hasn't
I don't
been
know
addressed.
If he's bipolar. He's not really up and down. I mean, he's definitely a narcissist. I mean,
I
think Kanye West it could be. And again, I don't like to assign psychological
narcissists
usually. But, you know, he's definitely more of an up and down kind of guy. So it's possible, I suppose.
Right, yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back to Labor Day and the unions and why from the 1930s, more after World War II, but some of it because of the Dust Bowl, because of the things that happened that led the Depression and the Dust Bowl happening at the same time, what it did to our country. It pretty much, you know, at one point in time, almost 80% of the country was out of work. for six, seven, eight months, until there were programs that were put in place where the government, this is where the government really became part of our lives, with the reality. 1932, Hoover sort of started it, but he didn't do a good job. It wasn't until FDR got elected that it really all changed. And that's when we first started going into debt. But yet it sort of helped produce enough for us to be the combatants in World War II that we were. The labor unions led to lots of different things. And so, but the need for them was obvious, because people who were creators of businesses, oftentimes I'm thinking about Flagler, I'm thinking about MacArthur, I'm thinking about some of the railroad guys who really were responsible, Carnegie, for businesses growing quickly, the oil people and the sweat. It just, that was, we needed something to right the scale. It was sort of the scales of justice. So as much as owners of businesses today don't like unions, and that's understandable, it's kind of like taxation. You know, we're the ones who create jobs, but yet it became abusive, and so that's why it was, you know, unions played a part. And now, when you look at the thing, this is one of my pet peeves about the realities of Labor Day and laborers. The unions have become aligned with politicians. Not only is it exemplified by Labor Day, but it is also exemplified by how we work. If you're out driving today, this weekend, summertime, wherever, there isn't one road that you can go on that isn't either closed, detoured, working on the infrastructure that everybody complains about. Bridges are falling apart, roads. It's because we kowtow to the unions so that we have permanent jobs, so that we have a permanent way. The roads that are built and the bridges that are built are substandard. When you look at Europe, you look at other advanced, many places in Asia, the roads are much better built, because they aren't under the influence of the pushes from the unions. Okay, we'll make the standards so that every 10 years we have to redo it, so we have workers. And that's the fallacy of one of the fallacies of the union movement. Food for thought, for sure. 48 after the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
After the hour now, it's Labor Day, and we are live on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are about to visit the farm department, Farm Food and Family Together. I guess, actually, I was going to reflect a little bit here with you, Jennifer, because you have the experience. My children, who both live in Los Angeles near you, still are not eating inside restaurants. They're eating outside, at restaurants. Megan more than, well, actually, because Brendan and Sophie are trying to make sure that everything is fine with Jasper. They still have this thing. And so I was going back to thinking about how we dined over the last couple of years using QR codes. I didn't even know what a QR code was until I went into a restaurant with Megan and Brendan. It's a little dive.
So you get your menu now, so they have to touch a
little
menus.
No, yeah. I don't. I just say, may I have a menu, please? And I get looked at. You know, it's a scam because they don't want to have the expensive. It's much easier. It's easier for them. But how many of us, as we were looking for a place to eat, went into a restaurant with plexiglass partitions installed between the tables? And then
it really is just so stupid. I'm sorry. I mean, think about everything that restaurants do, especially in a place like L.A. I mean, restaurants were shut down. Well, then you could do takeout. Well, then you could go outside, and then you had to spend all this money to get a patio, and then you could bring them back in. But you had to have plexiglass, and you had to have. I mean, it's just
So now are we still doing this? I think there is that we still have a hard time receiving a physical menu, for example, but also there's still a lot of things that have worked their way into the restaurant reality, the world of you. You talk about Labor Day, people that own their own restaurants this is not for the faint of heart. Restaurants have the largest failure rate of any major work environment because it's tough. And there are a lot of reasons. You've also enabled
one thing people don't realize is how restaurants, especially ones that are not chains, live and die by their Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
And so you've got people who now think that they're restaurant critics, and they go in and they can ruin you with one stinking review if they had one bad experience instead of letting the restaurant try to get it right. My dad's girlfriend has a great Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
She tells me it's hard. And it was hard during the pandemic because you had to spend so much money to adopt to the rules that you were allowed to have people come in.
Yeah, and they were crazier in California.
Oh my gosh. More on
outdoor dining and how to work your way through having a nice dining experience. Food, Farm, and Family here continues after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so Jen, the outdoor dining business, this is summertime, and there are a lot of restaurants. Now that the restaurant thing, there's a city near me, Waltham, Massachusetts, shut off the main street so that restaurants, there are a lot of great restaurants there on that street, so that people could eat outside because they've gotten used to eating outside. And even though there's a lot of, the streets are dirty and stuff, it's not as nice as eating inside, but it's colorful and it's kind of fun. So there's a coziness kind of to being outside, I think. There's a challenge, certainly, for restaurant owners. And a lot of people going out of business. One of the problems that they have, frankly, because of more people went to using locally grown produce, vegetables, thing. And this year it's been a horror show because you can't find good veggies in a lot of places because of the drought. This is, again, tip your hat to the people that have survived the restaurant world, I think. Right? We'll tip our hat to the restaurant owners. Yes, we will. At 59 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.